So I'm Danny. I was born and raised in Israel. My father was a Norwegian, not Jewish, who came to Israel in the War of Independence as a volunteer. He was a pilot. Swedish by nature, huh? Right. Married my mother, became a Jew, stayed in Israel. My mother comes from a Hasidic family, but via America. So my family is an old Philadelphia family. And, hello. That's it. For what? I started singing very early, I think professionally when I was 14. And classical guitar, and I actually started before that as a visual artist, and then got into theater. So all different sides of the arts. The passion with Judaism started because of my grandfather, who was my teacher, was my angel, was my very special guardian, and it's, I guess, his fault that I ended up finding myself in this position. I tried very hard not to be Jewish for many, many years, and very hard to really not end up in synagogues, and certainly not teaching or talking to other people about Judaism, but here I am. So be careful how far you try to run away from something. Before we do anything else, I just want to start with a nibun, and we'll tune the room. And after the room is tuned, then we can talk. So I just sing, and then you start joining me the moment you feel comfortable, okay? And the idea is that you can't excuse yourself from being heard, but you can't hear yourself above anybody else, number one. Number two, there's no interpretation. You just sing notes, just the way you hear them, just the notes, that's it. And get out of the way the moment the note is there. Leave it alone, okay? Don't hold on to it. Don't be greedy, yeah? Let go. The moment the note is there, just let go. Los Angeles, where I am, and the Chazan at Temple Israel of Hollywood. You shouldn't think Hollywood. It's not like what you think Hollywood. Temple Israel of Hollywood, very sweet, very nice, very, very kind. And the choir, we get to sing a lot of complicated music. But the measure for the choir is how well they sing the nigun. So they've been singing this nigun now for 3 years. And I think 2 weeks ago I told them that it's beginning to be okay to work on it. For 3 years. It's beginning to be okay to work on it. I had a smile actually when they finished singing that, which was wonderful. It's a great feeling. Why? Because a nigun is the hardest thing there is to sing. The hardest thing to sing because it's so simple. You can't get in the way. You can't interrupt it. If you in any way disturb a nigun, you've disturbed everything in the room. The song is gone. And it's so hard to do that. How do you not disturb something when it's coming out of you? How do you get out of the way when you are the one who's singing? How do you get out of the way if you're the one who's leading prayer? Because it's never about you. It's never about you. It's about, and it's about, and it's about. Just not about you. But you're the most important person in the process, and you have to forget that all the time. So you have to forget that you're the most important person. You must never lose sight of the fact that you are the most important person. You must remember it and forget it at the same time. You have to sing and get out of the way. You have to completely be there and forget that you're there all the time. Which is why if you do it well, you're exhausted at the end. You're so tired if you really do it well. If you're not tired at the end, you can do something well. It's very hard work, emotionally and physically hard work. So if you open a sidur here, there's a sidur, each one right here you have, and you open to page 4. And you see the prayer at the bottom. What's the common? Is that health? For body? Yeah, don't. Never look at titles in a sidu. Okay? Must not look at titles in a sidu. If there's a title in the sidu, you have to immediately not look at the title. Because you can't allow anybody to tell you what a prayer is about. Okay? It's very important to remember that. It's okay for it to be in the book, but you can't pay attention to it. It's not a prayer for the body. It's a prayer for I don't know what. So, you see, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Olam, how do we... König von der Welt. Okay, but in English, in Dutch, same word, world. World is not what God is the king of. God is also king of the world. But the word in Hebrew is olam. Olam, the root, ayin lamid mem, alam, means hidden. King of the hidden. The hidden king. Olam also means eternity. Eternity, not in time. World, in time. So world is in time, in space. But also eternity, not in time, and not in space. Also, alam, hidden, so not seen, not obvious, not immediate. And finally, completely in the world. So that's the beginning. Right? We say, Melech HaOlam, and it's such a complicated thing to say. What does that mean, Olam? What does it mean? And the moment we see world, a tiny thing, the world. It's very small, the world. God is beyond anything. Asher yatzar et ha'adam bechokhmah. who formed the human being in wisdom, וברא בו נקבים, נקבים חלולים, חלולים. You have here, very interesting in the architecture, it looks like holes, holes, hollows, hollows. How is it translated in Dutch here? Nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. Oh, that's not bad. Okay, entrances and exits, that's good. In English, it's translated horribly in the Sidur, in the Reformed Sidur, with almost in a sense like plumbing, you know, like in a toilet. Yeah? Terrible understanding of what nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. Entrances and exits, but really holes, holes, hollow, hollow. Why holes, holes, hollow, hollow? Like a flute, like an oboe. Holes, holes, hollows, hollows. Like Jerusalem. Yeah, seven layers of a city, everything with tunnels. Everywhere you go in Jerusalem, you're walking on holes, holes, hollows, hollows. They go this way and that way. So music can blow through it. So history can blow through it. So your neshama can blow through it. So light can come and go through it. So wisdom can come and go through it. Holes, holes, hollows, hollows. From the beginning in the Sidur, I picked on purpose right away in the morning so that we shouldn't think, God forbid, that we can understand anything. There's nothing we can understand, and it's not our job to understand as Shlichei Tzibur. Understanding is overrated. Everybody wants to understand. This very Western way of thinking. Have to understand. Don't have to understand. Have to know. It's very different. I still don't understand my wife. Okay? And I've known her many, many years. I adore my wife. I know my wife, but I don't understand her. And I'm not really interested in understanding. I don't care if I understand or not. But I want to know. And that's what we're about. We're about knowing, not understanding. And we can't explain it to them anyway. There's nothing to explain. You either get it or you don't get it. If you don't get it, it won't help me to explain it to you. If you do get it, I'm wasting your time explaining it to you. So all I can do is just give. So we're here just to give. Get out of the way and give all the time. So I would like to start, since you said you know the Matobu, I don't know where it is in the Sidur, and we'll sing together a little bit. 180? What? You said 34? Oh, there's two. Okay, so on page 32 or page 180. So, whichever one, pick one. Really? That's cool. Okay. So you sing with me, yeah? Mato.
important when we sing, again, to loosen up. Don't think about your singing. Never think about your singing. Just think, oh my God, I can't believe stuff is coming out of me. Okay? The moment you think of your head, your voice, your neck, your projection, your body position, any of those things, you're not singing anymore. You're choking the singing. You have to just sing. You have to just like a child runs out on a playground, like that, that's how we sing. But we have to know where our head is and where our body is and what's coming out and the breathing and the stomach, and if we have to be very sure, we know. So I will keep all evening telling you everything and then the opposite all the time. And it's very important to remember those two things, always. But you need to know what your body is doing, how you're breathing, where you're singing from, what's the head position, where's your chin, is your mouth open, are you pronouncing the words correctly, and then you have got to forget it immediately as you remember that. And then just sing. Everything that I write is written for a very open voice. Okay? More because I grew up with Del Canto, with Mario del Monaco as my ideal for opera singing, which is the opposite of a choked control position of singing. Yeah? So it's very, very free, very Italian con emozione. Huh? Just legato, open, lovely, sweet singing. Just open. Right? So when you think, at least when you're doing my stuff or anything that comes from Israel, it's more folk, loose, open. Doesn't matter how the music is written. It's all written very classically. Okay, all the harmonies, very classical. Everything is exactly, you know, with Gemütlichkeit, the way it's supposed to be, but free. Just very free singing, okay? Very, very important.